It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling. Hear them ring.
It's a Chris and Amy show on KMOX. Amy Marks-Kors is out. I'm Chris Ranji. Joining me today is Brad Young from Harris Dowell Fisher and Young with you until 1 o'clock. And then Hancock and Kelly are filling in for the Dave Glover show today. We go to the Quiver River Electric guest line this morning. We've been following the Matt Gaetz situation as the House Ethics Report is apparently pretty damaging, at least to him, and we'll see what the future holds for him. But covering the story from CBS News is correspondent Stacy Lynn, who is with us now on the Quiver River Electric guest line. Good morning, Stacy. How are you?
Good morning to you both.
Okay, so what is the latest today on this situation and what happens next?
Yeah, it's a bombshell report for everyone reading it. He has vehemently denied all these allegations. This investigation has been going on for about a year now, and the report that he tried to fight to keep under wraps and not come out did come out, and it showed substantial evidence that he had sex with a 17-year-old back in 2017, violating Florida's statutory rape law. It also concluded he paid for sex on the regular, used several drugs, including ecstasy and cocaine, and accepted improper gifts, including some trips to the Caribbean. The committee is accusing him of violating House rules and state and federal laws. And this was all while he was a member of Congress. As you know, he no longer is a member of Congress. And all this coming out, all these allegations, when President-elect Trump had put his name out to be his next attorney general. Of course, he has withdrawn his name from that after the allegations caused a whole lot of backlash. But now, like you said, Chris, the future of his political future, if anything, is kind of in limbo right now. And the future of the Republican Party, as originally a lot of the Republican Party members were fighting to keep this report under wraps, and a couple deflected and ended up siding with the committee's Democrats that voted to, in fact, release the report.
Stacy, this is Brad Young. And as I have been looking at this report, does this put pressure on federal authorities or state authorities to reopen investigations? Because it's been publicly reported that the Justice Department passed on investigating or charging Matt Gaetz, and there are some statute limitations under Florida law with regard to some of these allegations. But do you think this pushed pressure on the Justice Department to reopen the investigation into whether any charges could be brought?
I mean, it may, but like you said, in Florida, of course, the limitations laws are in place, so those will not go back. And so basically what most are saying is the findings that this committee found in this report really don't hold much legal weight, I guess, unless the Justice Department decides to hop back in. I think the biggest weight it has is his future in politics. He's no longer a member of Congress. Gaetz has kind of floated this idea around of running for office again, either for Senator Marco Rubio's seat in Florida, even Florida governor in 2026. And so that puts that kind of in limbo where his political future goes from there, even though several allies of President-elect Donald Trump are urging him stay in this political game, and they're not telling him to back out as he completely denies these allegations.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, with us on KMOX. And that's what I think the interesting aspect of this is that if this were 20 years ago, his political career would pretty much be over. And I don't think there'd be much of a debate about that. But the environment is different now, where he still could have a rebound here. Is that what the talk is, that beyond what you've heard or what you just mentioned, that there is a very good possibility that his political career can be revived?
For sure. I mean, as we've seen in the past couple of years, reputation doesn't really hold as much weight as it used to back in the day. So a lot of these lawmakers that are getting, voted into office are, might have a little rap sheet for them, and they're still getting voted in. They're still getting the support. So it's kind of interesting turn of events in the past couple of years, how people can turn a blind eye on things as big as these allegations, which are pretty damning.
So, Stacey, what happens now? I mean, these revelations have come out. Now these are all public. At this point, is there any further activities by the House of Representatives in terms of this report? Any additional information, any additional evidence, or is anything else going to be forthcoming now that the report itself has been released?
I mean, so far, the Justice Department hasn't said that they are going to charge him in any way. And they're just kind of releasing the details of the report. He still repeatedly denies the wrongdoing. He was tweeting this morning about that as well. He even made comments acknowledging that he had some embarrassing little blips in his past when it came to drug use and things like that, saying that it's just kind of normal. But as we kind of await to see what the DOJ will do, they haven't indicated that it will lead to any charges.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News correspondent, we appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for visiting with us here on KMOX.
My pleasure. Happy holidays to you guys.
Same to you. That is Stacey Lynn, anchor and reporter with CBS News Radio. You hear her on KMOX all the time, during the top and bottom of the hour news. So this is a really, I mean, I don't know what to think of it. And I know the environment is different. The political environment is different. And I think, like I said, 20 years ago, he's probably cooked as far as being a viable congressional candidate or governor, whatever he decides to be in the future. But now, I don't know that how many people care about it, especially if they vote Republican, because that's it's what he is. I'm not sure that they care about that anymore.
Well, I think it's wholly dependent on who the individual is. Let me give you an example. Eric Greitens tried to make a comeback in Missouri.
Yeah.
He was very popular.
Yeah.
He's telegenic. He looks good. He's got a military background, Navy SEAL, all of that. He's got all the credentials. But after his scandal, he didn't even make a blip when he tried to come back and run for office in Missouri. So I think what that tells us is that I always think it's difficult and problematic to look at something that happens to Donald Trump and then to make applications outside of him. Because clearly, nobody cares what Trump does, and he's very, very popular. But I don't know that that applies to someone like Gates, who does not have the same cult of personality, as it were, that Donald Trump has. So I don't know that that's going to translate to some of these other individuals.
But Gates has certainly tried to coattail that. Has he been effective in any way? I feel like he has been at least somewhat effective.
Well, as far as I can tell, the only thing that he was effective at was getting Donald Trump to appoint him to be the AG. Okay. And again, that came from Trump himself. You take Trump out of the equation, I don't know that Matt Gates has the charisma or has the political support to move forward when these allegations are out there and they're never going to go away.
Yeah, and I imagine that a lot of Republicans probably don't like him.
Yeah.
Look, there are, as much as we talk about both parties and there are crazy people in each of the parties, I think we can acknowledge that sometimes there's a guy or a person that is just, even though they're on your team, is just so insane. Or, and I'm not saying he's crazy, because I don't know that's what it is, but the behavior is, you know, the person that he presents to the public is crazy. And this ethics report is pretty bad. I would think that there are a good number of Republicans who just don't want him around.
Yeah, and I'm one of them. I mean, I'm a very strong conservative. I did not want him
in
this
position. I mean, more in Congress, but I
did not want him in this position either. But let me just quickly compare and contrast. You know, when you look at Brett Kavanaugh and what he had to go through, a lot of that stuff was just brought up on the eve of his nomination to the Supreme Court. And at that point, it lacked legitimacy because it was decades old and that no one had heard of it until literally the day of the confirmation. We used to call that being borked, you know, because Justice Bork, Robert Bork, who did not make it because of things that were dragged up. But here with Matt Gaetz, this is stuff that's been around. We've all heard this before he was nominated for anything. So this has a greater sense of legitimacy because it's not something that was just brought up to scuttle a nomination.
I wonder if it, because he operates in Florida, if that's different. And Florida is an odd state. Politically, in a lot of ways, it's a very different state. And I wonder if that works in his favor.
Boy, I guess only time will truly tell.
Yeah.
I tend to think that he doesn't have the charisma to carry on.
He's just
a guy, and he's out there, and he's very much of an attack dog type personality.
Yes.
All right. But I don't know that he has the personal charisma to overcome something like having sex with underage with minors. Yeah, I don't think he has the charisma to overcome.
I think Trump has a little attack dog in him, maybe a lot, but there's another side of him that is charismatic and engaging for a lot of people.
True.
And I understand why a person would be into him. I get it. Matt Gaetz doesn't have that.
He doesn't. And
you're right. He's more off-putting than anything else.
And that's why I don't think that his political career has legs, because he does not have that charisma to carry the day.
So what do you do then if you're him?
Oh, he's going to go work for a think tank. He's going to work for a political
TV.
Action committee. He's probably good at raising money. He might go on Newsmax. I mean, he's got options.
Oh, yeah. He could be a contributor on Newsmax or Fox or something.
Yeah, he's got lots of options, but I don't think politics is one of them.
That's Brad Young. I'm Chris Ronji, 314-436-7900. Don't forget, get that Odyssey app where you can listen to the show live. Download it for free, and you can take us wherever you go. Also, if you're at home and you have Alexa, you can say, Alexa, play KMOX. And Alexa will start playing KMOX in your house. Isn't that great?
As it does at my house every single day.
And you could be doing Christmas Eve chores, getting the house ready for the people coming over tomorrow that you don't really want to see. Well, you can, and some of them you want to see, but there are some clearly you don't want to invite. But you can be listening to KMOX. You could be listening to Brad Young and Chris Ronji. We'll
Absolutely.
Get you through the day.
Every day.
It's the Chris and Amy Show.